The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights, from backyard jams to sold-out arenas. There's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Tim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who has covered the NBA for over 2 decades, and more specifically, the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here at the TK Show, recording from the home studio. Got on as my guest, my great, great friend, the one, the only, it's Ann Killian of San Francisco Chronicle. Annie, how you doing today?
I'm good, Tim. I'm a little tired because we were at an extravaganza, a very long football game just last night. But yeah.
We only spent like 10 hours together yesterday, something like that. But at the end of it, I was like going, oh, my God, that was something. You and I have been through a lot of things, a lot of big games, a lot of big moments. That was one of them. That was for a regular season game. Man, that was a lot of adrenaline pouring through almost the entire time.
It was kind of an instant classic, and I don't know that any of us – I mean, we knew there was a lot on the line with the Bears and the 49ers, but we didn't know it would play out the way it did. It was pretty wildly entertaining.
You know, the first quarter, we're all like going, is that halftime? I'm going to freaking Barros next to me said it about 10 times. This is halftime. This is halftime. No, I get the joke. It's the first quarter. I get the joke. It's been a very long first quarter. The things I have to deal with sitting next to that guy, and it is just unbelievable. Obviously, Jennifer Lee Chan, too. Just chatter, 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 chatter away next to me. So.
We all have our seatmates.
Yes, yes. We've got our peeps. Those are my peeps. I'll defend them. I got you on here to talk about a lot of things. Anne should have been on all, a long time, but the Chronicle had a little podcast thing going on, so I kind of avoided the Chronicle people, but hopefully this is all good now. We're all one part happy podcast family of conversation, and I wanted to talk about the year that we just got through. This is going to come out on December 30th. We're all doing our look backs. Can't think of a better person to just kind of, you know, kind of bounce things around about what this year in Bay Area sports really meant, what will last, maybe what won't last. And let's just start it. Let's just start it with Anne. What do you think the Bay Area sports person of the year is? Who do you think it is, I should say?
Well, I'm going to give you a familiar name. And I think if I wouldn't have thought in January, February, maybe even up until October that this would have been my person. But I say the Bay Area person, sports person of the year is Kyle Shanahan. Because I think what he's done this year has been, in my opinion, his finest coaching year, just given all the circumstances and the lack of talent on the roster, what he learned last year after they, you know, bombed out post Super Bowl so badly. He's just, it's a very, you know, it's kind of subtle changes in his coaching style, a maturity in his coaching, a more emotional depth of how he's connecting with players and getting them to believe and do what he wants. You know, it's not the loaded roster that we've seen in the past with these guys. I just think, you know, the fact that he's got this team, and sure, we can talk about, you know, the easy schedule and all of that, but the way he's gotten these guys playing and getting better week by week, and now to be in a position for the number one seed, no matter what, we know that they're going to be in the playoffs, no matter what happens this weekend. So I just, you know, I probably would have said Jimmy Butler is the sports person of the year until maybe the, you know, the last 6 weeks or so where the team kind of stumbled, because I think he took the Bay Area by storm and is such an intriguing guy and such a, for us as reporters, such a cool mix to kind of the personalities of the Bay Area. But really, I just think Kyle has just been done a phenomenal job. Really.
Yeah, I might be writing a little bit about that a couple of days. So it's and you have already. I agree with everything you said. I'm going to see what happens in January and February, maybe on that one. And but even so, then we're going to do it again next December and it'll be old news, because your Jimmy Butler thing really hits me. I really didn't think about that, just because I'm thinking about now. And yes, that was my, and that trade was just in February. It was just this year. So excellent ones. But I actually batted this one around with Kerry Crowley, my sports editor, and there will be a piece out on who we just kind of discussed it. And he had a great nomination, and I went with it. Natalie Nicasse, because the Valkyries might have been the story of the year.
Well, they're my story of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll go into about it. We're kind of merging two of my early categories here. But you could say Veronica Burton. You could say Kayla Thornton. You could say Cecilia Zanlisi. All these players were fantastic.
You could say Ohemma.
You could say Ohemma Nainani. What an incredible group of players. I'm awed, but that training camp must have been incredible, because there were players that they cut who were, you know, Van Loo and all these other players. But I just think Nicasse personified it. She kind of energized it. She kept it together when they had Eurobasket and they had players coming in and out and players getting injured. And I just like the fact, you know, I like that she wasn't an attention-getting person. She isn't that person. Yeah. She even made comment about that at the end of the year. Like, she thanked us all for the, you know, going to pressers and talking. And like, she didn't really like it early on, but she understood the process. And I think she got better, way better at it as it went on.
Way more comfortable.
But I kind of like that too, that she's just so authentic about it, that she's not glad-handing. And I think the players identify with that. And mostly, and we'll talk about the story of the year, is that the fans were there. We know that they were there from day one, but they wouldn't have made that sound and wouldn't have been there throughout. And that, you know, even as Warriors players said, it was louder than almost any Warriors game, and certainly sustained noise. just to pack Chase Center like that, to have those kids there, those families there. They go down to San Jose for the playoff game. It was incredibly loud for the playoff game. I just think the story of the year, and I'm just going to fuse it on to the person of the year, I think is Natalie Cossi. And fascinated about what's going to happen next year. Obviously, you know, it's going to change. And the labor issues, who knows? And, you know, will Joe Lacob have the chance to get more players? Will that change the chemistry? Natalie certainly has experience with superstars, right? Assistant coach in Vegas, that's the biggest stars. But I just think Carrie brought her up, and I really agree that I'm kind of merging the Valkyries with this person of the year. And I think Natalie was, she just met the moment. It was a huge moment. And without even like efforting to, like, she didn't like say, oh, look at me leading this. She just did it. Yeah. And I'm really comfortable with us saying that that's who the sports person of the year was.
I cannot argue with you, but it's definitely the Valkyries to me were the story of the year. No offense to, you know, all the other cool sports things that have been going on, but there wasn't even a close second because they just took the Bay Area by storm. And you're right. The market was ready. The market was waiting to be tapped. People were, you know, hungry for this league to get here and to have a team, but you still didn't know it was going to be the way it was. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember when the Sharks came and, you know, they were a successful franchise, but it was still weird. They weren't very good, and people didn't really know hockey, and it took a couple years for them to kind of grow into it and really get the enthusiasm down in San Jose. But the you know, as with Warriors fans, it's a knowledgeable crowd. It's an enthusiastic crowd. From the day they opened the doors, game one, you know, people walked in with all their gear. They knew the roster. They knew all these players who, you know, we didn't know what they were. People were ready. And you're right. It sustained through the whole thing. It was such a different vibe, too. It's very fun to have it be in the same building as the Warriors because, you know, there's enthusiasm for both teams. It's with so many little kids and so much diversity in the crowd. It's just a different vibe, a different, really fun, embracing, inclusive vibe. And I think even though it was a bummer that they didn't get a playoff game at Chase, that game in San Jose almost opened my eyes even more to how strong this was because it's almost like they just picked it up and plopped it down 50 miles away and it was still the same vibe. You know, you could probably take it up to Sacramento or out to the Valley and it would still be the same vibe because there's just, they built a culture like overnight. And, you know, there's a lot of heroes in that. Jess Smith is one of them. Ohama, Joe Lacob, you know, they really did it with intention. They really, you know, didn't make a misstep that at least that was obvious. They might know behind closed doors what might have gone wrong. But it was from the unveiling of the name and the colors to the marketing of the merchandise to the putting together of the team, to the way they competed, to, you know, like you said, the Eurobasket, all the changes, and then to make the playoffs, it was just pretty amazing. And it's a pretty high bar that all these other expansion teams that are now coming in are going to have to meet.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the other thing that, you know, I was around kind of the, you know, Lacob and Jess and Ohama a couple times early to middle to late of the season. And they were surprised by this too. You know, not only that they didn't expect to make the playoffs, otherwise they wouldn't have booked Chase. No, they had that booked ahead of it, but they still really didn't plan for the playoffs to be there because expansion teams never make the playoffs in the WNBA, except for this time. And they didn't expect this sort of energy. Like, they've expected it to be good. They didn't expect it to be like this. It's almost that even made it better for everybody. Like, this wasn't expected. Oh my God, look at this. So that just being in the middle of that, and I was really, I sat in the stands for one game and it was ridiculous. And ate dinner, you know, just around Chase Center. And it was unbelievable. It just was like Disneyland with, you know, whatever. It was just like, just felt family, but excitement. So anyway, we've talked a ton about that. 100% agree. My other one, my other candidate, as I thought about it, for both Story of the Year and Sports Person of the Year was Buster Posey. That trade for Rafael Devers was like the move of the year, I thought, in the Bay Area. Just the taking
more,
that
more than Jimmy Butler,
you know, just because the Warriors have won championships very recently. Butler wasn't going to be the best player of this team. You're right. I should have thought more of Butler, again, recency bias on my own part, but this also was identifying who Buster Posey was going to be. Like, that really did it. And we know him. We've covered him. We've talked to him. We didn't know he was going to be like that, make that kind of swing. Right. We'll see if it works. But he needed a best player. Like, he needed a best hitter. That lineup was dying for hitting. Maybe it didn't work so great. We know what kind of money they're on the hook for. But that's, you know, I think around the team, they were kind of quietly saying that's the kind of move Farhan never would have made. Maybe for the good, maybe for the bad, but it just wasn't that. They want that kind of move, and I think Giants fans want that kind of move. It's got to work, and he's got to make more moves. But that move, I just think, as a defining kind of like, this is who the Giants are going to be, was really large. We'll see. If it worked, it would have been even bigger, but it didn't really work.
Right. And we haven't gotten to like disappointments of the year. But I mean, I obviously Buster is this whole Buster tenure is fascinating. You know, it's only 1 year in. He was so enthusiastic about the job, like really different than I expected him to be, like at the ballpark every day, just really, you know, in it, not delegating, not, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, let my other guys take care of this. Like he really embraced the job. It's fun to watch, and it was a huge move. And then there's one other earth-shaking move that he made in October, and we'll see if that one works and what, you know, what, where that fits in big stories of 2025, because that's another, you know, Tony Vitello is another big risky move. And so, yeah, Buster's putting it out there. He's putting a lot on the line, and he's made the Giants extremely interesting. Not successful yet, and maybe not, you know, we don't know, but they're a very interesting and intriguing story to cover.
And they had an attendance bump this year, you know, maybe a lot of explanations for that, but I think you can just say at some point, this is what they brought Buster in. He's got a win, but there was an identification with him, with the front office, with the way they were doing things in a way they did not have a Farhan side. You know me, Ann always teases me for defending Farhan, because I still like Farhan. I think he's really smart. It failed. It didn't work. I certainly am going to agree with you on that.
Farhan and I had, as you know, a tempestuous relationship. I wasn't a fan of, you know, a lot of his moves or his non-moves. I'm not a fan of putting the analytics guys right in the clubhouse in Mike Murphy's office when you walk in. I'm not a fan of, you know, that he just didn't. He didn't really seem to understand the culture of the Giants, which, you know, kind of is shocking to me because he was right across the bay for a long time witnessing, you know, the differences between what was going on in Oakland and what was going on in San Francisco. And that was during the World Series years. And he, you know, I mean, he had to be paying attention, but Buster, you know, it's in Buster we trust with the fans. I think he's the number one reason for the boost in attendance. People feel good about the team again. Now, they got pretty frustrated again as last season wore on, but there still was kind of a belief. And I'm getting the sense with the Tony Vitello thing, there's still kind of a belief, even though people are like, wow, that's a big risky move. Mm-hmm. But until Buster falls flat on his face, people are going to believe that he's Buster Posey and he is a winner.
He got Bruce Bochy and Dusty Baker to do the preliminary interviews. Like, can you believe? I mean, it's hard for anyone to do that. It's hard for anybody to want to do that. And he did that. And that was big for me. Like, if you pass Boch and Dusty, you go a long way with me. Now, again, you got to win games. But that meant that first that Posey would do that. What if they didn't like him? What happens then?
Yeah.
And then secondly, that they both were very willing to do it. And I think that's, and it's Buster Posey. He's probably going to, you're going to do it because of Buster Posey, but that's part of what we're saying. It's just the inherent stuff that he brings to this, the respect that he has, you know, not the hugest people person in the world. I mean, I think people will say that, but he's, what he has is respect for people, and people have respect for him.
Well, he's he's extremely smart. He's one of the smartest athletes, you know, that I've covered, and he understands the big picture. You know, he's not drilled down into the baseball minutiae. He understands, you know, I mean, it's been quoted a million times, but the making memories business, he gets what the job is. He gets what the assignment is. And he, you know, so he connects with that part, that emotional part of baseball, that is what the fans connect to. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be fun to see what happens next.
That is going to be, I think the biggest season is that second Buster season with Tony Vitello and see how it goes. Let's go on to surprise development of the year, Ann.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button.
Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Game's over. Time to check my fantasy scores.
You using a VPN?
Why?
Because using public Wi-Fi without a VPN is like leaving your wallet open on the table.
Oh. Time to up my defense.
McAfee Secure VPN keeps your personal information private and is included in all McAfee plans starting at just $39.99 for your first year. Sign up at McAfee.com/online protection.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of bad surprises. One of them is Brandon Ayuk. Anyone giving, not fighting when they take $27 million away from you. Just the way that whole thing developed was a surprise. You know, we everyone kind of knew as it went on and he wasn't playing, and it was kind of the timetable where they had thought he might be available after his terrible knee injury and he's not out there, that something happened. But then all of a sudden we find out like 4 months ago, like this crazy, horrible split happened. And that's another reason I put the Kyle, I say he's done his best job, because that could really tear apart a team. Ayuk's, fairly well liked in there. And a lot of guys are happy he got his money, and now they're taking money, when you mess with an athlete's money, you can get in some pretty shaky ground there with athletes. So that was a surprise. The ongoing, never ending saga of Jonathan Kuminga is a surprise in that it's never been it's never been resolved. I guess I would put the Valkyries as a surprise. I don't know what the biggest, single surprise is. I maybe Macklin Celebrini.
Oh, you just took mine. I was waiting to say that was going to be the mine. Just takes mine.
He's not a surprise because we knew he was going to be really good, but he's really, really good. And they're in a wild card position right now. I mean, it would not happen in 2025. It would happen in 2026. But if they sneak into the playoffs, wow, he's another really exciting part of our landscape now.
And he's going to be on that Canadian Olympic team coming up in February. And that, I think that's where you really can raise, to non-hockey devotees, what are you really watching? You're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs and you're watching the Olympics when it's the pros in it. And he might, he's got Crosby and all the other, and all the other guys in there. But if he has any role in that, and I'm told Crosby loves him, so Crosby's going to take him under his wing, or already is in a way. That would be like another level, There's a basketball player who plays for the Warriors who had a really another level in Paris. I forget his name. I know he was really good, but that was at the end of his career. You know, it's a little different, but it puts you on a whole other thing when you're among the other greats. That Steph was that great with Durant and LeBron, like raising their arms, like, give me the ball, I'm open. And Steph just takes a shot over Nick Batum. That's huge. That's going to go down in his Hall of Fame story. And we'll see with Macklin Celebrini. It certainly looks like he's one of those great players. And I think we all knew number one draft pick overall. We all know Rick Celebrini. We all know just the word has been coming up with this kid, but I think he's exceeding it and he's doing it. He's not even 20 years old yet. So again, not a surprise because, oh my God, we thought he was bad. It's just that it's happening so fast. And he seems, and you've talked to him. I don't know that I have. Maybe I have around the Warriors, but I don't remember it. He just seems so put together. Like, he seems like Crosby. Like, this guy is going to be one of those guys who's going to just be thought of as the face of the entire league in 2 or 3 years.
I think he probably will be. And I think, you know, he's a beneficiary of his dad's job because he's been around, you know, a championship organization and not that he, you know, was hanging out all the time, but he was around Steph and Draymond and Clay when they were winning championships and got to see that firsthand. So I think that's an important part of his growth. He's not overwhelmed by the moment. It doesn't seem like a fairy tale because he's seen people actually do it. I think it's so fun to watch. And, you know, it's been a long time since the Sharks have been like must-see TV. And now I don't know what their ratings are, but I imagine they've gotten a huge bump because he's so much fun to watch.
I sure would hope so. They've been really low the last few years, really low. I would hope that it's much higher. I imagine, you know, I'm just flicking through myself. And I go, I got to watch a couple of Celebrini shifts here. Something magical could happen. And it often does.
When was the last time you said that? When was the last time?
I'm trying to think. When was Joe Thornton was traded to them? I was trying to think about that. All right. I don't really have a good candidate for disappointment of the year. Maybe you do. I can kind of go through some things that might qualify on the edges. You got any good candidate for disappointment of the year?
I mean, I think the disappointment of the year was that the Giants – faded so badly in the second half. You know, they started the season quite well. They did, you know, they were winning games in kind of that familiar, you know, fashion of, you know, last minute kind of heroics and just kind of gutting things out. And then, you know, they're playing so well that whole weekend with the Dodgers and they're at LA and the Devers trade happens and you know, Buster like had his faith in the team and he pulled the trigger on a great big move and then they just fell apart.
Yep.
And I would say that is definitely the biggest disappointment. And I think it's still really hard to kind of put your finger on it. And then the trade deadline happens a couple weeks later and they're sellers and then that makes things worse because they kind of took their bullpen apart. And so it kind of just snowballed I think that would be my biggest disappointment of the year because it looked, you know, in June, like it was going to be, you know, this really kind of exciting season down to the end.
Yeah, mine was really, really very similar, a little more specific. I just think the way the Bob Melvin tenure ended, it's exactly right there. When they trade for Devers, you know, Posey's putting his chips in. He picks up Bob Melvin's contract for next year, guarantees it. And it just almost sputtered almost exactly from there. And the Giants started playing really sloppy baseball. They turned it back around at the end, but there was like what they lost 13 straight home games. It was something like that. Yeah. I was there for several of them. So were you, just to feel there's something not here. And I think we both wrote that it's not looking good for Bob Melvin. And, you know, you think the catcher, you know, Posey comes in, he keeps Farhan Zaidi's manager, Bob Melvin. Okay, these are two catchers, you know, old baseball guys. This is really going to work. And I think towards the end, it didn't work. And I'm not saying I know anything behind the scenes. I just don't think there was something that did not really go with those two guys. And then, but I know 2 months after picking up his option or whatever it was, he fires him. There was something that's a weird kind of process to go through. So whether that's discipline, I think Buster talked about details. You know, when you say details after you fire a manager, you're saying that you didn't, you know, you weren't on the players enough. You didn't have them focused. That's not what Bob Melvin's known for. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but there was something that didn't work out. You and I both know Bob very well. I think we both think he's a good manager. Something didn't. And if that's the end, and it was his dream job, right? Managing the Giants. It was weird. It's a disappointment. Not that I'm disappointed that he did a terrible job. Not that it was an unfair firing. All these things seem logical. It just was disappointing that it ended the way it did.
Yeah. And I don't think that you can really like put your finger on like, well, Bob Melvin did this or he didn't do this, but I think there was kind of a general malaise and you know, I mean, Bob's getting older. You know, I wouldn't ever put, you know, project on him that, oh, he maybe he didn't have the fire, but I think it was, as it started to unravel, I think you could see his frustration mount and his, you know, kind of, I mean, he's a pretty even keeled guy and he, you know, he didn't know what to do. And I think when you see who Buster hired to replace him, that, you know, what Buster was looking for was energy. And that was not emanating out of the Giants clubhouse in the second half of the season, for sure.
100%. Tony Vitello is the guy you hire when you think your team was a little sleepy and couldn't just go attack people. And I think John Shaquette is somebody saying, like, Vitello is probably the candidate who told Buster, let's go get the Dodgers. And, you know, let's take him down. Let's go get him. And listen, that might not be the right thing to do either. It might lead to a big fall on your face, but Bob Melvin was not going to do that kind of thing. And I think Buster won. Buster said, like,
probably because he's been in the majors a long time and he knows that that's not the way it's going to work.
Exactly. But, you know, Buster, like, he doesn't like players fraternizing with the other team. Like, he didn't like that as a player. He's grumbled about it. I know as an executive, he told me he didn't love it. Like, there's an edginess to Buster that you don't always see competitively. And I think he kind of wants to see it. Again, it might not be the right way. These guys might get worn down in July because their manager's on them the whole time, or they just want him to shut up. I don't know. We will see. But it's clearly what he wants to see. And again, it's a great point. And it's by doing that, it tells you what he did not see in Bob Melvin. It tells you what he thought was lacking in Bob Melvin. All right, Annie. Again, I'm not sure we're going to have much differing on villain of the year. And I don't want to make it sound like, you know, this is not a radio talk show here, but who would you say is underlined as the person that kind of screwed around with this year the most?
Well, I would say my villain of the year for the Bay Area is the same as it would have been last year and the year before. That would be John Fisher, just because, you know, the A's played a season in Sacramento and it was kind of a joke. And, you know, I don't think ground has been broken on that.
They say it has. I don't know. I think they're moving dirt around.
Susan went and it was just a tent with some dirt under it, but it wasn't real dirt from the site. So they said it was a groundbreaking, but it wasn't really. So, yeah, I mean, he's left a great big void where there could be a baseball team or there could have been another NFL team there could have been a lot of different things if he, or, you know, there could be a different owner, Lacob, or, you know, I mean, it's still sad to me that what was, when I was growing up, the center of the sports universe doesn't have any teams anymore.
Yeah, it is. It's really sad. And you do think about it that Mark Davis wanted to build a new Coliseum football stadium, and he couldn't because John Fisher was sitting on the land, and then you couldn't. Yeah. He had the baseball team, so you can't do. Where is he going to play the baseball games? And Mark Davis made that very clear. Which one thing I really liked about him. Mark and I have parted ways recently. He doesn't really like me very much, but I called him to tell him I thought this quote blasting John Fisher for that while Mark was in Vegas with a new stadium.
Yeah,
I thought was I don't know if it was honorable, but it was the right thing to say.
Like, I'm sure he's really thrilled they're going to be on the same cocktail circuit now.
Are they? Oh, yeah. Maybe on the cocktail circuit, maybe not playing together. And if they ever get that stadium, I just think, more to the point to this year, you look at that A's team and what's Billy Beane and Dave Forrest done? They've gotten a lot of good players there. These young players, they've signed a couple of them to extensions. Tyler Soderstrom just signed. Nick Kurtz is going to be one of the great players in baseball. He already is close to that. They've got other young players. I know I don't watch them very much, but I look at the box scores and I look at what people are saying. These are really good young. Now they might end up training them in 2 years. We know, but
they will.
Yeah, they never will get to Vegas if the team ever gets to Vegas. But like those are good players that could have been great for Oakland. They could have been Oakland mainstays. And that's sad. And that's sad for people who love that team. And I feel a little bad for Sacramento because they're not getting a real MLB team. They're getting the friggin' A's.
I went up there for when the Giants were there. I went to one of the games at 4th of July weekend and it was a joke. I mean, everyone in the stadium, they were playing the Giants. Sacramento's a Giants. You know, most people in Sacramento, I mean, Logan Webb would disagree with me, but are generally Giants fans. The setup in the press box, I mean, nobody cares about our issues, but it's just ridiculous. And the Dodgers are going to be coming in next year. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they, have a traveling circus with all the Japanese media. And it's not a professional setup. It's just kind of sad. It was a one-time great franchise. And this guy is just ruined it. And I still don't really get it. Why he didn't just sell and make a ton of money off it. Cause he doesn't seem to be good at running it.
He doesn't sell things. I think that's the point. That family doesn't sell things and whatever, but he'll get very excited to be able to see Dodger guys hit home runs. I mean, he seems very excited about seeing stars from other teams hit home runs. There will be a lot of home runs hit. Shohei Ohtani's hitting home runs. All right. Let's get to 2026. We got some big things happening early on. Super Bowl here, 49ers playoffs. That's all could be wrapped in the same thing. That's pretty amazing.
Jonathan Kuminga decision.
Kuminga decision trade deadline on Super Bowl week, by the way. And that is Super Bowl week is a trade deadline. It might be traded before then, but it might come down to it. What's your kind of like, what's going to be the sports story of 2026, if you can guess right now?
Well, you know me, I like my international sports. So probably the World Cup, though not the World Cup games necessarily here. I think the World Cup has the potential to be a disaster, the ticket prices and everything already, and, threats of ice in the stadiums and just the whole thing. But it's always interesting when there's a major international thing. And it's the biggest sporting event in the world. So to have it on local soil, there's a possibility the U.S. team could play there in the first knockout round at Levi's. That would be huge. Levi's got a really bad draw in terms of the games, just ridiculously bad. They had a possibility of putting Argentina and Lionel Messi in at Levi's or at the smallest location in North America, which is Kansas City, and they chose to put him in Kansas City. So I don't know if that was Trump's thumb on the scale when it came to trying to screw over California. I don't know, but anyway, so I'm excited about that, about covering it. I think as we if the 49ers made it to a Santa Clara Super Bowl, I can't imagine that there would be a bigger story in the Bay Area. But I do think feels like, the Warriors have been treading water for a long time. So if this is really Steve Kerr's last year, which maybe it could be, if things don't go well with the Warriors and they decide they have to do something, remove another piece somehow, or I don't know. I mean, more about the Warriors than I do and what the possibilities are, but it definitely more than ever, it feels like we're at the end of something there in a big way. So,
if this ends, and it could, obviously the Steve Kerr ticking clock there. And as I've joked to people, he's at will now. He's not a contracted employee. He's at will. So he right. can go at any time. They can fire him anytime. Obviously, he's under contract through the rest of this season. I don't know that. Yeah. Who knows with that? There's so many things up in the air. I'm more thinking again. I'm recency biased again, but I think Brock Purdy really could. He could step up that plateau, and he's not going to be Joe. Obviously, to be anywhere near Steve, you got to do it for many years and win a Super Bowl. And I don't know that he's going to do that, but he's going to get to that next level. Like whatever that next level is, he's going to get above, obviously Jeff Garcia. He's going to be, I don't even know who the next quarterback on that list, John Brody. But in more recent years, he's there, in my opinion. I don't know if everyone else agrees. I know some people do, but I think he's just he's one of the top six or seven best quarterbacks in the league right now. And he might be the second or third best quarterback in the playoffs. He might be the best quarterback in the NFC going, and Stafford probably ahead of him, but certainly this year as you go forward. And just the union of him and Kyle Shanahan, I think in January we will be talking about that. If they should happen to get to the Super Bowl and win it, it's done. It's a done deal. That's the story of the year. So yeah. I think it's so much on Purdy. Obviously, no Nick Bosa, no Fred Warner. Maybe Fred's coming back for playoffs, but we'll see. And all these other things that they haven't had, all the cuts they've made financially, and him being hurt already in the season, then coming back and playing like this. We all know there's nothing bigger in the Bay Area than the 49ers quarterback. And when the 49ers quarterback is good, it's ridiculous how big it is, how much we discuss it, how much, it means to the area and it means to the NFL. So I'm just thinking in January, it's already happening. You and I are doing it. Everybody else around the league is noticing it. I just think if they win a couple more playoff games, and Jesus, with Shanahan, they always win two, right? Every year, every time they go in, they win two. They don't win three, but they win two.
They have better defenses, though, Tim.
That's true. That's true. But if they are at home, we'll see. I'm certainly not saying they're going to do it. I'm not predicting they're going to do it. But if they do, it's going to be number 13 right there doing it. Running the Shanahan.
I mean, what he did last night against the Bears, what he did, I was in Indianapolis the week before of Christmas, what he did there. I think there's going to be a big test. Seattle's a really good defense.
Yep.
Much better than what they've faced, but he's really, and what you said about the union of him and Shanahan is really, they may be the most lethal duo. I mean, I guess you would have to say McVay and Stafford because they won a Super Bowl together. But if you put Shanahan with and Brock Purdy, like, I don't know what other duo aside from the Rams you could pick above them as far as
how Reed and Mahomes are out of there, so that makes
right. Exactly.
Have to worry about that team.
And I don't think anyone wants to. I don't think anyone wants, no matter how good your defense is, I don't know that anyone wants to face them. I mean, you're right. Obviously, we will know by in 5 weeks what the biggest story of 2026 is, if it happens. I'm still pretty skeptical, but because I do believe in the cliche that defense wins championships. But if that was to happen, Brock would, enter. No one except Steph is at Montana level, but he'd be getting up there.
He'd be moving up. Defense in the last 4 seconds of a game wins championships. That's everything before that, whatever. The last 4 seconds of the game, that's what wins championships. All right, Annie, let's end this with a version of the question I ask everybody. And you are uniquely qualified to answer this one. And what's your favorite restaurant right now?
Well, I can't say it's my absolute favorite, but I will say a restaurant that I ate at this year that I really loved, it was Bondelier on the Embarcadero, the new French place. And it's a beautiful room. It's very classy and they spin vinyl. It's a lovely experience. Food was delicious. So it's one of those new places that took over what had been a pretty cool spot, but just reinvented it and made it quite beautiful and a fun place to go.
And Killian, classing us up as always. What did you eat there? Give me the plate.
We had oysters, mm-hmm. and I think we had a, it's been a few months, so okay. I can't tell you. I might be able to tell you what I had for breakfast if I thought really hard about it, but.
Yeah, all good, Annie. As always, appreciate the conversation. 10 hours with you yesterday, just 35 minutes today. So we're lessening it.
Maybe we got another 10 hours on next Saturday.
Yes, that's for sure. No question about that. Who's the first two people in the 49ers press box almost every
day? You and me. We know that we have to get there, get around that gate before they let the other people in.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much, Annie. We will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Limu Emu. And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.